Hello, praise the Lord. In Kenya, we say a big amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wave me there, please. Wave me there.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm very glad this morning to be here with you. I'm excited. I'm already blessed. Pastor, thank you so much with your wife and the whole congregation. Indeed, I thank God. I'm very humbled. Already, even before preaching, I'm blessed and I'm blessed and I'm blessed. Glory be to God. So before I continue, I would like to invite my dear grandmother. We call her Nyanya in Kenya. Malaika, please kindly come for a short song, and then we shall proceed, and it will be good. This song is a Kiswahili song. In Kenya, we speak mostly three languages: mother tongue, Kiswahili, the national language, and then English. So this is a Kiswahili song, which is a Kenyan national language. And Malaika Nyanya does very well, very, very well. Thank you, Nyanya. Asante.
Karibu.
Karibu. Yeah, Karibu is welcome. You can join us, please. It's amazing.
The words are up.
Yes.
For you to see.
Yes. Thank you, Nyanya. A clap for Nyanya, please. Yes. Yes. So shortly, we are going to view a slide, PowerPoint slide, and you'll get to see the pictures of some of the work that we are doing in Kenya. And I invite you to join me as you watch. To God be the glory. So as you can see, there is our Kenyan elephant, a big, huge animal. And we have so many elephants, so many animals, the big five, and so many other, all variety of animals in their habitat, in the forest, in their home. It's lovely, and you are most, most welcome to Kenya. So, sit on. Sorry, pardon. Oh, sure, sure, thank you. So, that's my dear family, myself there during my graduation. My wife Rose, little baby Linda, named after my awesome mom here, and my son Smith, and I love them dearly. They help me in the ministry. We serve together. They are lovely people. I love them. They are just a blessing to me, and together we serve the Lord together. That's a slum in Kenya. called Kipsongo Slum. And the children, you can see them very poor, mostly without going to school, without a meal, maybe in many days, and starving in great pathetic situation. And my mom, Linda, who is also our CEO, she happened to visit this slum, and she was touched. She was touched, and she was moved. And the Lord inspired her to start the children's home for such like children. There you can see one of the girls at the home, Veronica, on the left side there in the slum. Very, very sad. Very sad. Without anything to smile about. You see the situation there without hope. But on the right side, you see her when she joined the home in school, happy, a smile, smiling, and the joy of the Lord within her heart, not only smiling physically, but also in the heart. And that's the situation. And we thank God for the transformation, not only in Veronica, and also in all the other kids. To God be the glory. Amen. And thank you so much. We have so many supporters here, the church, and so many sponsors. God bless you so much. It's not in vain. You see the children there in the children's home playing. They like playing. And before we admit them into the home, they don't like to play because they're hungry, whatever they are. Nothing to smile about. Very sad. But you see for yourself in the home, playing up and down, just like small calves, just excited and happy, so happy. And we thank God for all this. So this is also one of our boys, Anthony. You see him on the left there, very, very sad. He's an orphan boy. That's his aunt before we took him in. You see the sadness in his face. Very sad because there was no hope. But on the other picture, you see him smiling and holding a gift from a sponsor. There is hope. There is hope. And we thank God. Yeah. You see the boys. Our boys are lovely. And boys are all the same all over. Even in Kenya, they like playing and having fun and see them there, and it's exciting, and we glorify God. Wow, these are our lovely friends. Some of them are here. Let's give them a good clap, please. Yeah. In the last few months, they came all the way from Australia to join us and join our building team in Kenya, and they worked very, very, very hard. They dirtied their hands. They worked very hard, and we were proud of them. We love them. And they worked together with the Kenyan team to build a beautiful home for more children in Kenya. And you'll see just shortly what they did. You see them working there very, very hard. Very, very, very hard. They were very committed, and we thank God for them. They are just lovely people. They are a blessing. You see them at work there. Glory be to God. They worked very, very, very hard to do a children's home for more children who are in need. And you can see part of what they did. The work is still going on. We are still a long way to go, but at least this is the girls' dormitory taking shape. We glorify God, and they worked very, very hard. You can join them next time. Please, you are most, most welcome. You won't be disappointed. It's amazing. You'll be blessed. You'll enjoy, and you'll be a blessing. It's exciting. That's a shop in the children's home that we just started recently because it's very, very expensive to run a children's home. So we need each and every coin, and this part of generating income, generating activity, whereby we sell the shop items in the locality, and it's doing very well. You see the buns there. They are very delicious. We bake them in the children's home. You see the children holding them, so we don't buy bread. And also we sell them at the shop. So we are doing something on ourselves. And also the children learn the skills because they're involved in that. They're excited. They help. They are committed. They are determined. And they are very hardworking and responsible. And we give God the glory. You see our missions team there in school, in a public school in Kenya. Also when we get the mission teams, we take them to schools to inspire the children, tell them there is hope. There is hope. Jesus loves them. And we share the gospel, the love of Christ. That's our mission as Christians. And you see my dad there, Ian, and myself, and some of the team members there in the public schools. And you see most of the children are barefoot, without shoes. It's just pathetic, very poor, but we tell them it's possible with God. It's possible. And we share the love of Christ with them. That's a slum there where we also visit with the team members. We share the clothes. Sometimes it's very, very hard to see the poverty situation. The people just struggling and kind of fighting to get the clothes because they're in dire need, they're in pathetic situation. And you understand them. It's very serious, and we thank God that you're able to show them the love of Christ and the passion of Christ, and we share them with them the gospel after that. And they see it, and it's amazing. This is a Kenyan prison here. You see, recently, through the partnership with Derek Prince Ministry, we were able to receive some Bibles, and we shared with the prisoners, and it's exciting. We also, from time to time, share with them some basic needs like tissues, soaps, because they don't get them. Maybe they get them once per year. Imagine getting a tissue or soap once per year. It's just difficult for them. And mind you, those people, some of them are innocent. They have been wrongly accused. So they feel rejected. No one can visit them. They feel rejected. They are very low. They are sad. So we visit them to tell them that Jesus loves them, and we love them, and Jesus cares for them, and we give them the word of hope. We pray with them, and we also give the gifts when we can. That's our mission, to reach out. Matthew 28:19. Glory be to God, and we thank God for that. You see there are some of our visiting members and friends. The children love them dearly. They love them. And before they leave to Australia, they pray for them. They speak a word of blessing to their lives. And it's just amazing. But you know what? Most of the children shed a lot of tears because they value them. They value them. They value them like their own family, and they love them dearly. You see them praying for them and just speaking a word of blessings upon their lives. And it's amazing, amazing, amazing. That is Joel, also a boy in the home. You see the smile, you see the smile, you see the smile. This boy was in the streets, sleeping on the floor, in the streets, verandas of shops, just pathetic. He was just desperate, but we thank God that he has found a home through the help of our dear friends and sponsors. We give God all the glory that Joel can no longer sleep in the streets. He has hope. He can go to school. Glory be to God. This is Peter. Peter, when we took him in, he had a serious condition in the stomach. And through the help of our dear friends and supporters, we were able to take him for treatment. You see him very sad on the hospital bed, in pain, and on the other side, showing his scar and at peace. Yeah, proudly, because he knew that it's the Lord who made it possible. And in fact, if he was not in the home, he would have lost his life. That's what even the doctor said, because his family could not have afforded. He's an orphan who used to live with his grandmother. Those are children in school. They love schooling. They like it. And they know that knowledge is power. And they work very hard in school. And they give God all the glory. That's our farm. You see the animals there, the vegetable garden, and the bananas. And the children like helping the farm because, of course, they are responsible. And it's just amazing. We want them to be responsible. That's our staff team. They are lovely people, very committed. It's not a one-man show, but they are my brothers and sisters whom we work together to love the children, to nurture them, to be there for them, and to tell them it's possible. God loves them. Those are the children having lunch there. They love the home because they can get a good meal. They are loved, they are cared for, which was not the case there before. Those are the girls in their dorm, their bedroom, just happy. You see the faces, shining Christ, very happy, excited. We thank God for this. God is so good. You see the children there at the home. Our CEO there, myself, and the children and stuff, just happy and excited. Oh, those are our details there. And thank you so much for listening, for watching. Clap for yourselves. Yes, I think we have a short DVD. Kindly. Yes. So you can also be involved through praying, through encouraging us and praying for us and giving, sponsoring a child. And we don't take anything for granted. We just appreciate and appreciate and appreciate. And the children pray for their sponsors. and we just love them because you are the ones who make it possible. We cannot all be there in the ground, but there are so many things that we can work together to make it possible. Yes, we are all one team in the same ministry, in the same field, as ambassadors of Christ.
And we're so very thankful. We appreciate those that are sponsors and donors and partner with us in helping the home. We need more sponsors and donors and partners to be able to continue with this work. And we have a building project that is behind me where we're going to have a wonderful home where we'll be able to accommodate up to 200 children.
George Nyoroge, Kate, for Trans Nzoia.
Wow, that's thank you so much. That was aired on our national television evening news, and it was so humbling, so humbling, because we didn't go asking for it. They just thought we were doing the right thing, and they thought of showing it on television, and we glorify God for making that possible. Glory be to God. Yeah, we don't do it for popularity or to be seen, but we do it for the glory of God, and God is so good. So thank you so much. So I won't introduce myself again because you saw my family there and it was so good. But I just want to remind you that what you have seen, the children just going to school barefoot, that's my story. That's how it happened to me. Because when I was born, when I was like a month old, my father abandoned me. He left me under the care of my single mom in a pathetic situation, great poverty. With hunger, not being able to school regularly, with a lot of hardship, it was a real struggle. Especially knowing that he's alive somewhere, and he has disowned us. It was just very serious, and that's what inspired me and touched me. And God just inspired my spirit that He wants to use me to love the orphans, to be there for them, to be like a father to them, to mentor them, to tell them that Jesus loves them, because at that time there was nobody to do the same to me. And it's just a sad story, but I give God all the glory that He has restored my life. He has helped me to forgive my father, although I respect His decision of abandoning us and leaving us. And I respect that, but I've forgiven him, wherever he is. But I feel like God used that situation to help me love the abandoned children, the orphans, to be there for them and tell them Jesus cares for them. He loves them. He's their father. He'll never leave them. He'll never abandon them, because that's my real life story that nobody can challenge. It happened to me. I walked through that path. And I know with God it's possible. Because through prayers, my mother led me to Christ, and we prayed, and God has brought me up, because He's a faithful God. I later was able to go to school, and I did my project management, counseling, and theology. To God be the glory. But I knew that my path was community work, to mentor the children, and to be there for them, the elderly, the prisoners, and the children who has no hope, and for the glory of God. So I later, just like Job, the Lord has been faithful, because apart from my biological mom in Kenya, God gave me a second mom, who is my mom, Linda. I love her, and God gave me a dad, Mr. Ian. And I give God all the glory. He's faithful, and so many friends who are here today, and I love them, and I love you too. God is faithful. Yeah. Mm. So today's message was about being channels of God's grace, because that's what we are. That's what God expects us to be, to reach out, to love even the unloved, and to forgive, because when we fail to forgive, that's, I think, it's a very great sin, just like murder or any other sin. But we need to forgive as Christians, so that we can be light and be like Christ. Yeah. Glory be to God. When we fail to forgive, it hurts us. It's a burden, and we walk in deep pain. But if we give it all to Christ in prayers, we walk as light people, and we have the joy and the inner peace. Forgiveness is good because we were first forgiven on the cross through the blood of Jesus. So I want to remind you this morning, we ought to forgive. We ought to forgive if we are going to represent Christ. We ought to forgive and walk in peace. It's not through our own power, but through the blood of Jesus. Through the works of Jesus on the cross, we are able to forgive. And as Christians and as ambassadors of Christ. So, I want to read shortly the book of Isaiah 49:15. Isaiah 49:15. Very briefly. Isaiah 49:15. It says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I'll not forget you." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the message. That's the gospel. That yes, a woman, mothers are very loving. They are very gentle. They are caring. But they may forget. They may forget in a way or the other. But God will never abandon us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us because he's a dear father. He is a dear God to us. And that's how we tell the children there. That's how we tell the poor. That's how we tell the prisoners that God will never leave them, will never forsake them. He will be there for them always. Regardless of what you are going through this morning, that's what I want to remind you, that our dear God will never leave you, will never forsake you. Just hold on to him. He's caring. He's caring. Regardless of what you have gone through in your marriage, in your life, in the economic status, I know it's hard all over, but God is caring. Let's just hold on to him. He's faithful. He has promised to never leave us. He wants to use us as vessels of his own grace, of his channels, to be channels of his grace, to reach out, to love, to care, to be there, to see that it's possible with God. That's how I remind the children that I walked barefoot to school. I had no hope. There was no father to love me, yet he was alive somewhere. But he said with his own mouth that he had nothing to do with me. And he was ready to start his life somewhere else. But God reminded me that he's our father. He's caring. He'll never leave us. That's the message of hope this morning. Regardless of what you're going through, God cares. He's loving. He has a plan. And he wants to use you as a vessel, not to have self-pity, but to reach out to the others who are hurting and to tell them that with Christ it's possible. Through the works he did on the cross, he's ready to restore their lives, to touch them, to give them peace that no man can understand. Because all through those years, it was devastating, it was pathetic, it was serious. But most people could not understand because they saw the peace of God in me. They just saw the peace of God in me, especially when I was able to forgive and to move on and to forgive and to give it unto Christ. That's for your benefit when we forgive. It makes things light. It gives you peace. To God be the glory. If you proceed the same verse from verse 16, it says how the Lord has engraved us on his hands. We have been engraved. An engrave is like a permanent mark. It cannot be erased. It cannot be removed. It means that you are permanently his. We are permanently his. No winds, no waves, no challenges, no situation that can erase us from the palms of God's hands. No matter how the world views you, no matter how your friends sees you, you're engraved on God's hands, on the palms of his hands. And nobody can erase you. You are permanently his. He loves you with an amazing love, and he wants to use you as a channel of his grace to reach out and to love and to care and to be there. Sometimes it's not all about money, but you can be there for people. You can love them, even in the church here. You don't know what your brother is going through. You don't know what they have gone through. They need you to encourage them, to be there for them and to care for them and to tell them that with God it's possible and that God has a plan for them. We have been permanently engraved on his hands, and he loves us. Each and every day, he loves us. His mercies are new each and every morning. And he cares for us. He cares for us. He cares for us. And he wants to use us to reach out and to show his love and his care and his passion to the lost world. And we also have a responsibility to pray and to love and to reach out as channels of his grace. He wants to use us. In Matthew 28:19, the greatest commission. Not all of us will be able to go to Africa and to work in the children's homes, but we all can pray. We all can pray. And I once read a quote that prayers can reach where eagles never reach. Your prayers can reach where eagles never reach. Your prayers can reach the access of children's home in Kenya. Your prayers can reach Cambodia, wherever, Afghanistan, the whole of Africa, all over. Your prayers can reach. We can all minister through our prayers, through our givings, through our hearts of love. That's what God requires of us. And I thank God for this church because I know it's a missions church. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you so much. That's the heart of God. Yeah. I know you know this verse, Philippians 4:13. I love it. It's very dear to me that we can do everything through Christ, not by our own power, not by might, but through the Spirit of God. Through Christ. Through Christ, we can reach out. Through Christ, we can forgive. Through Christ, we can love. Through Christ, we can show compassion to the lost world. Through Christ, we can be there as Christ ambassadors. Through Christ, we can be able to forgive even the greatest things that you think are not forgivable. We can through Christ. And through Christ, we can achieve our dreams. Through Christ, we can achieve our visions. Through Christ, only through Christ, and through what he did in the cross. I love these words of Winston Churchill. You all know him from England. When he was invited in a school where he used to skill when he was a boy, and later, you know, he became a prime minister. And they expected him to give a speech, like 1 hour speech, but he just said 3 words. And I love them because they are in line with Philippians 4:13. And he said, never, never give up. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. He said, never, never give up. That's a full statement. And that was a full sermon. And that was the whole speech, because we should never, never give up, regardless of what we are walking through. Jesus cares, and it's possible with God. We can make it, and we are channels of the grace of God. So, I'll be finishing shortly. I hear that's the most famous statement with preachers. So, somebody said that kindness is the only language that the blind can see and the deaf can hear. Wow. God bless you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you.